Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears, looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how strait the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. William Ernest Henley. 1. The man sat placidly in a utilitarian metal chair, staring straight ahead at a barren wall of cinder block. His arms were in his lap, but they showed no tension, no indication of what he knew was to come. Positioned in the center of the room, he and his chair were the sole occupiers of the space. No desks, no bookshelves, and certainly no decorations on the rough concrete that surrounded him. Just him. The only break was a stainless steel pipe that hung above his head, with what looked like a shower nozzle on the end. Behind a thick pane of glass on the left wall, three men stared at him intently, waiting on the inevitable. Standing behind the two seated men, Dr. Chinmay Jung watched the soul inside the room and wondered, what goes through a man's mind when death is near and stalking? That was imprecise and not fitting of his scientific background. Not stalking. Coming in for the payment in full with the certitude of an avalanche. Not the death of a teenager in a car crash or a soldier in a gunfight, where both felt invincible right up until the windshield shattered or the bullet tore through the body, ripping the soul free in the span of a heartbeat. No, a death where one knew it was coming, staring you in the face, an inexorable slide to the abyss that one can't stop. What goes through a man's head? Did he think about his family? His life? A favorite memory? How could he sit there so patiently, knowing he was going to die? The inside of the room was cold, with condensation seeping through the walls. The same cold Dr. Chinmay Jung had dealt with his entire professional life, but he certainly hadn't expected to test his child on a living, breathing human being. He had enjoyed the scientific research he'd accomplished within these walls, but honestly, given a choice, he thought the manner of death he was about to impose as a result of his research to be grotesque. But that might not matter in an hour, because he would be forced to prove he'd succeeded, and would most likely die just like the man in the chair. He wondered if he'd go out with the same placid expression on his face, the same calm. The man in the chair wasn't chained to it. There was nothing keeping him in place. He was free to run around like a rat attempting to avoid a snake, shouting and yelling at the injustice, and yet he did not. The only thing keeping him in the chair was his own shame. Once the chief scientist for North Korea's nuclear ambitions, he had overseen a test that had collapsed the mountain that contained it with the force of a magnitude 7 earthquake, crushing hundreds, shattering years of developmental technology, and setting back Kim Jong-un's quest to be a nuclear power. It wasn't his fault. He'd told the command the risks when they wanted to test a hydrogen bomb, but that mattered little now. The world debated why North Korea had paused its nuclear tests. Was it sanctions, the threat of violence on behalf of the United States, or was North Korea playing some level of 3D chess? The answer was more mundane. They simply couldn't, which made the supreme leader angry, leading to the application of blame, leading to the man in the chair. This execution served a dual purpose, as it was testing a new form of nerve agent, one that became inert after an hour of exposure to the atmosphere, something Kim Jong-un wanted very badly. Talking heads across the world theorized about North Korea's nuclear ambition, but they consistently missed the point of why Jong-un was working to achieve it. Nuclear weapons were a boogeyman only to the West, as there were plenty of ways to provide the same or greater deaths, and North Korea worked hard to achieve those goals.